From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. A majority of Americans now support legalizing marijuana. That's according to a new survey out today from the Pew Research Center. The study found that attitudes towards marijuana have changed dramatically in just the past few years. Not surprisingly, young people are driving that change. But there's also been significant movement among older generations. Joining us to talk about the findings is Pew Research Center Director Michael Demick. Michael, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So help us understand just how significant this shift is, that the majority of Americans now support legalizing the use of marijuana.
Right. This is the first survey we've done where we've seen more than half. It's 52%, so not a big majority, but a majority of Americans saying they'd like to see marijuana legalized. That trajectory has been ticking upward for most of the past couple decades, but really has taken a steeper turn in the past 3 or 4 years. The survey we did 3 years ago in 2010, it was 41%. That's an 11-point gain in just 3 years.
One of the fascinating parts of the study is looking at the baby boom generation. They started out in the, 70s with some measure of support. Then the numbers shift. What happened
there? It is
an
interesting trend. In the 70s, when most of the baby boomers were themselves in their 20s, they were very much at the front of thinking marijuana ought to be legalized, about half at the time. But as they got a bit older, their attitudes turned sharply against marijuana legalization. By 1990, when most boomers were in their 30s going into their 40s, they were pretty deeply against it. 17% at the time favored legalizing marijuana. But now that they're in their 50s and 60s, their attitudes have shifted back to pretty much where they were back in the 1970s.
There's also been a shift across the board in terms of how people view the moral issues with marijuana. And what do you think is behind that?
Well, I think people are seeing marijuana legalized in a number of states, and people are clearly thinking about marijuana in a different way than they used to. Just 7 years ago, we found half of Americans saying that using marijuana was morally wrong. That's fallen down to 32% just in the past 7 years. But other attitudes about marijuana have also shifted. How risky people see marijuana has also declined. Surveys in the 70s found vast majority, 60%, saying that using marijuana led to the use of hard drugs, this idea that it was a gateway drug. Now only a minority, 38%, hold that view.
At the same time, legalization of marijuana would likely lead to more people using it out in the open. And how do people really feel about that?
They're mixed. About a little more than half, 51%, told us they'd be uncomfortable if people were smoking marijuana around them. I don't think this is a sense that a lot of people are eager to see marijuana widely used, but they are questioning how risky it is, whether this is something the government should be involved with. In fact, there's a great deal of skepticism about whether enforcing marijuana laws are really worth the cost. We're seeing somewhere around 70% or more across party lines saying that it's just not worth it.
And as you mentioned, states obviously are passing legislation around this. We saw Colorado and Washington both pass measures for legalization. But is this a trend you expect will continue based on what you found in the survey?
Well, public support for this idea is certainly growing. And often as it starts to become legalized and normalized, unless there are really clear negative consequences to that, that normalization can often increase the trend. One interesting fact in here is that support for marijuana legalization is no higher in the states that have done it than in the states that haven't. It's as prevalent across all sectors of the country, north, south, east, west, urban, rural. Marijuana use and marijuana attitudes don't have a very geographical nature to them, which is kind of interesting.
Michael Demick is director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.